This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his government is making unprecedented investments in modern infrastructure to build a Vikasit Bharat. Speaking after inaugurating the first phase of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Buddha Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh this afternoon, Mr. Modi shared that over the past 11 years, the infrastructure budget has been increased more than sixfold, with over 17 lakh crore rupees spent on highways and expressways and over 1 lakh kilometers of highways constructed.
2014 तक रेलवे में सिर्फ 20,000 किलोमीटर रूट का बिजलीकरण हुआ था, जबकि 2014 के बाद से 40,000 किलोमीटर से ज्यादा रेलवे ट्रैक का बिजलीकरण किया गया है। आज ब्रॉडगेज नेटवर्क का लगभग 100% बिजलीकरण हो चुका है।
The Prime Minister highlighted that for the first time, the Kashmir Valley and the capitals of the Northeast are being connected to the rail network, while port capacity has more than doubled in the past decade and the number of inland waterways continues to grow. He said India is working at a rapid pace in every sector necessary for building a Vikasit Bharat.
Aaj Kashmir Ghati ho ya Northeast ki rajdhaniya, ye pehli baar rail network se jud rahi hai. बंदरगाहों की क्षमता बीते दशक में दो गुने से अधिक हुई है देश में नदी जलमार्गों की संख्या भी लगातार बढ़ रही है विकसित भारत के निर्माण के लिए जरूरी हर क्षेत्र में भारत तेजी से काम कर रहा है
The Noida International Airport is among the largest greenfield airport projects in the country. Phase 1 has been developed at a total investment of around 11,200 crore under a public-private partnership model. The airport will initially have a passenger handling capacity of 12 million passengers per annum, with scalability up to 70 million passengers per annum upon full development. The External Affairs Ministry today said the telephone conversation between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump on the 24th of this month was only between the two leaders. Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this on reports claiming that tech billionaire Elon Musk had joined the conversation. Mr. Jaiswal said the conversation provided the opportunity to both leaders for exchange of views on the situation in West Asia. The government has debunked social media posts claiming that India has only 5 to 10 days of oil reserves left. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau informed that the claims are misleading. The unit added that there is no shortage of petrol, diesel or LPG anywhere in the country. It also said the fuel supply situation remains stable, secure and is being continuously monitored. Iran said today that it had targeted two U.S. Army hideouts in Dubai as the conflict in West Asia continues. According to Iran's state-run Fars News Agency, a spokesperson for the central headquarters of Hazrat Khatam al-Anbiya claimed that U.S. military personnel had relocated to these sites after earlier Iranian strikes on bases in the region. The spokesperson claimed that more than 500 troops were present at the locations, around 400 at one site and 100 at the other. Following the arrest of UML party chairman KP Sharma Oli in Nepal, cadres of the CPN-UML took to the streets in Kathmandu Valley. The protesters began demonstration by burning tires in front of the district court in Babar Mahal, Kathmandu. Several mass organizations of CPN-UML supporters jointly started a protest march from Methighar Mandala. When the demonstrators attempted to move towards the restricted area, the police tried to stop them. There was a brief scuffle between the police and the demonstrators. Three invaluable antiquities are set to return to India from the Smithsonian's National Museum of Asian Art. Following extensive provenance research, confirming that they were illegally removed from the country. The 19th edition of the Indian Premier League IPL cricket will begin in Bengaluru this evening. In the opening match, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.